Any more models? Ladies. Oh.
You might call this the calm before the storm. A line of fashion models, most of them University of Alabama students, wait their turn before the photographer.
Okay. Next.
A charity fashion show is about to begin at the Tuscaloosa campus, with a portion of the ticket sales going to Rebuild Tuscaloosa. That's a group that helps with relief efforts following the 2011 tornado outbreak. Speaking of tornadoes... Backstage, the second wave of models is getting the finishing touches on their outfits, down to the shoes, belts, and jewelry they'll wear. In the middle of all this activity is University of Alabama graduate Amanda Perna.
Unless there's something strange that happens, I mean, I wouldn't say it would take longer than an hour and a half.
Okay.
I can't, if it takes longer than that, if that's the longest fashion show I've ever seen.
Okay. Perna is back at her alma mater to show off her latest designs from the House of Perna, which she owns and operates in New York City. But tonight, there's a unique problem. Some of the girls working as models are more thin than Perna was expecting. She says she's faced the problem before.
You'll see them that are girls that are so thin, you can't believe that they're walking every day, even on the streets of New York. You're like, you are 8 feet tall and you weigh 100 pounds? How is that possible? You know, but I guess it's just the nature of the, of the business.
The issue isn't health, but a good fit. Perna typically brings one of each dress she's showing, so the model has to fit the dress instead of the dress fitting the model. After a few safety pins, everything's ready to go. One by one, each model makes her way up and down the catwalk with plenty of flash bulbs going off in the audience. Colors like black and crimson and gray are in the collection, and as you might expect for this Tuscaloosa crowd, there's black and white houndstooth. But Perna says it has nothing to do with Alabama coach Bear Bryant and his famous hat. It seems even New York City is warming up to houndstooth.
I remember when I first moved to New York, it didn't seem like anybody understood it. It was kind of like old-fashioned. No one really wanted to go there. And now it's, I mean, I don't think I know a single brand, like from the bottom all the way up to the top, that's not doing houndstooth.
Perna studied psychology at the University of Alabama until a single sewing class led to an internship in New York doing costumes for a Broadway show. Soon after graduation, Perna was working for Calvin Klein. Oh, and there was that appearance on the reality TV show Project Runway.
Ooh. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Tell us about what you're wearing. How about that? Yeah. It's right up in here.
Okay, well, yeah, I grew up in South Florida, so the colors were very South Florida. But
Perna lasted one episode.
It was strange, and the people that I thought were among the most talented wound up being kicked off with me. So I was at least like, okay, well, at least I'm in good company. It's not me and the worst guy next that was there.
That, plus some practical experience working for Calvin Klein, led Perna to start her own fashion line. That's not to say the psychology classes are going to waste, especially when dealing with people who make a living in the fashion industry.
Like, one minute they're, like, happy, and the next minute they're cussing you out, and you're like, where did that come from? So the psychology definitely helped.
Perna talks more about her experience on Project Runway and how her parents' taste in clothes influenced her choice of a career. That's coming up on Alabama Inc. this Sunday, starting at 4 p.m. on WVUA-TV. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.